This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Last month, a judge in Texas blocked an executive action President Obama signed that would give up to 5 million undocumented immigrants a reprieve from deportation. Even if the Obama administration's appeal is successful, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, will still incarcerate up to 34,000 immigrants. ICE partners with prison companies around the country, and as Ryan Katz reports, the agency's options are limited.
This is the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington. It's a prison for undocumented immigrants run by a corporation called the GEO Group. Detainees here complain of low wages, abuse from guards, even maggots in their food. Byron Hernandez-Lopez is a 26-year-old man from Guatemala.
Un oficial trató de asaltarme, me asaltó con un hilo dental.
A guard tried to assault me, he says. I was making an art project and he grabbed me. He left marks right here. ICE wouldn't officially acknowledge these allegations, and a spokesman wouldn't speak to me on tape. But he said the Northwest Detention Center is in compliance with the agency's standards. Still, ICE's own inspection last year found the center violated almost half of the standards it reviewed. So activists want ICE to end GEO's contract when it's up for renewal. Yet it's unclear what company could take its place.
GEO claims they've got about 30% of the U.S. private prison industry.
That's Ryan Melliker, an analyst with MLV and Company. GEO only has one major competitor, Corrections Corp of America. The two of them make up almost three-quarters of the private prison industry. Melliker says that's because only GEO and CCA are publicly traded.
Because they're public and there's more transparency surrounding their business, government entities feel a little more comfortable selecting them.
Jamie Trinkle from Enlace, an immigrant rights group, thinks there's another reason why GEO and CCA dominate the market.
In the last decade, CCA and GEO have spent $45 million lobbying the federal government. Once you have a contract and it's up for renewal, you're very likely to re-win that contract.
GEO declined to speak to me for this story, but submitted a statement denying the allegations and asserting the center complies with ICE's standards. Inside, many detainees sense conditions will remain poor no matter who runs the facility. Cipriano Rios is a 55-year-old man from Mexico. GEO can leave, he says, and when the next one comes, everything will remain the same. The contract for the Northwest Detention Center will be awarded later this month, and there are hundreds of facilities just like this one in the U.S. Most recently, ICE opened one in Dilley, Texas. So which company runs it? I'll give you two guesses. I'm Ryan Katz from Marketplace.